Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are running hot. And right now, this show is so freaking hot. We got a call on the hotline from a guy you may know. You may also love him. Jerry Rice joining Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, what gives, man? It's on Monday. How you feeling?
No, it's... Yeah, man, I am hot right now. I'm burning up right now, man. I'm serious. Oh, my God. We gave them that game last night.
All right, take us through it. Take us through it. What are you thinking? What didn't you like? What did you like? I mean, overall, competitive game last night.
Yeah, very competitive. I think the Niners came out. They had a great plan. They ran the ball. They threw the ball. C.J. Beathard, you know, did a fantastic job getting the ball to his playmakers. And I'm thinking, okay, Niners are on the road. They, you know, they're doing exactly what they need to do. And it should have never came down to Aaron Rodgers, scoring that touchdown to tie the football game. That is the one that really got me. Yeah, you know, the defender was out of position a little bit, but you got to expect a double move or something like that, and you do not want to let the receiver get behind you. So on that play, but then the Niners now all of a sudden they have an opportunity where they can move the ball downfield and get in position to either kick the winning field goal or score a touchdown. And I think CJ threw the ball a little short, and when he really needed to be, you know, accurate and stuff like that, you know, put the ball out just a little bit further, let Goodwin run under the ball. You know, they did it early during the football game. Everything was fine. So, you know, on a play like that, that's man-to-man. You got to put that ball out, and you know this guy is a sprinter. You got world-class speed. Throw it deep and let him go make the play, and he threw it a little short, and that really gave, you know, that gave the Green Bay Packers another opportunity. But, man, I'm just heated right now.
Jerry, we know you heated.
No way, guys, that the Green Bay Packers should have won that football game last night.
Yeah, especially the way that the Niners were able to run the ball with the consistency that they were. And that's the thing, Jerry, with me, anytime you get 140, 150 yards rushing, guys, teams usually win. Do you think, not before he threw the interception, it's first down and they get seven on a completion to Kittle. So now it's second and three. Do you think Kyle Shanahan, right now you're on the 50-yard line, do you think he should have ran that? Are you happy with those two passes back-to-back? Or were you not? Why would you not running when you've been having success running?
Well, I understand what you're saying there, Lowe, and maybe, you know, two passes in a row, that might have been a little too much, a little too dramatic there, but the interception, that's really the opportunity to seal the football game right there. And most teams are, you know, teams that are and the old traditional, say the San Francisco 49ers, we knew how to finish football games.
Right.
We knew how to close it out. And I think the Niners, you know, they're still searching just a little bit. But they came out and they showed that, hey, look, we can compete. No one expected the Niners to be in that football game last night. And they were right there. They just needed to close that game out. And if CJ had thrown the ball out just a little bit further.
Well, what do you do, Jerry, when they're playing cover zero, though, on that one? Jerry, when you saw it playing cover zero, they brought the house. And so he had kept drifting back. How would he, what do you think? Because he didn't have time. So that's why I think he underthrew it. What do you think about that process?
No, I don't think that was not the problem. I don't think he really just put enough velocity on the ball. It looked like he just, you know, threw it up. But when you got a world-class sprinter like that, you got to lead this guy. You got to throw it out there. And, you know, like they did earlier during the football game, they gave him the opportunity, and he went and got that ball, man. He went and got it. And the separation was just unbelievable. And you want to see that same separation. So I don't, you know, I don't really, I'm not going to say it was a bad decision to make that call and throw the ball deep like that. You got one-on-one coverage. This is an opportunity to win this football game right now. And I think Kyle Shanahan, he went for it, and it just ended up backfiring.
Jerry Rice here on 95.7 The Game. What do you make of the way they're playing a team that's 1-5 and they battle on the road on Monday Night Football all the way down to the wire? Does this say good things about this roster and where this team is as they continue to head toward what looks to be a lost year?
Yeah, you know what? I think it shows promise, but this team is still not there yet. And until you're able to go for the throat, go for the juggler, because they had the Green Bay Packers. They had Aaron Rodgers on his heels, and that defense, you know, they were putting pressure on him and causing him to move around in the pocket. And we know Aaron Rodgers can throw the ball on the move also, but, you know, as defenders, you got to be able to finish plays. Cornerbacks, you got to be able to finish plays. And, you know, Bill Walsh always talked about this. He says there are certain players that are always in position, but they can't finish plays. And I saw a lot of that last night, and I think it ended up costing us big time.
What do you think about the Warriors tonight? 82-0?
Yeah, man. You know, it's no stopping those guys. And it's going to be exciting. It's going to be an exciting season. I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, Dub Nation, I'm sure they're ready to go. So, you know, those guys, they fired up. They got, you know, they just fired up. They got way too many weapons, and I think they're ready to make another run.
Damn, Jerry. So you're watching this game last night. You get so fired up. You're like, I got to call my boys Jolo and Dibs in the morning, and I got to drop the takes on him. You can't wait a full week. I love it.
You know what, guy? Here's the deal, man. You know what? I love you guys. And 95.7, you know, this is my team right now. And I just felt like I needed to, you know, let the fans know that, hey, look, this team is, you know, this team is getting better. They're getting better, but they got to be able to close. And I'm another thing, Amari Cooper. I'm thinking we need another guy instead of just, you know, just Marquez Goodwin. We need another guy on the opposite side.
I'm with
that's
you.
Really gonna you know, really gonna help him out. If we can get that additional guy that got a lot of fire in him, a guy that can, you know, be that playmaker, you know, not saying anything against Pierre Brisson or anything like that, but I'm not seeing the separation. I'm not seeing the big plays. And if we can get a guy like Amari Cooper, I think he's going to be that added dimension that we need to get to the next level.
Dynamite stuff as always. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest of all time, Jerry Rice with Jolo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, we really appreciate it, man. Thanks so much for popping on.
Hey, thanks a lot, guy. I'm so fired up right now. I can't really talk right now. If I could put that uniform back, I destroyed some people last night, Lo. I'm serious.
Uh-oh. Come back, baby.
Hey, Monday Night Football, are you serious? Monday Night Football? That's when I was always at my best.
Ooh. But,
you know, the Niners, you know, they got the Rams coming up. I'm looking forward to that. But think about this, guy. That team could have went 2-4, and they could have been ready for this battle this weekend with the Rams.
What did you think about the Niners getting flexed out of that game? They moved the Bengals and the Chiefs into the Sunday night game and took the Niners out of it.
You know what, man? I'm not going to comment on
that. Too much?
I can't say it on the radio. You know, I'm not even going to go there.
He is running hot today. Man,
great maybe, stuff.
Maybe call us tomorrow with your Red Sox-Astros take if you're so moved.
Hey, thanks for talking to me today, guys, because I needed that.
Get out on
thanks,
that course,
Jerry.
And I'll teach
we
you how to play.
Appreciate it.
Go practice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.